Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Sheldon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Raleigh Sheldon. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Whitfield moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. Colavito scores. Whitfield moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sheldon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon strikes out. Ryan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Salmon out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan strikes out. Two outs. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sheldon fields the ball and throws to second. Petrocelli drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Petrocelli. Whitfield moves to second. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith misplays the ball. That's an error on Smith. Alvis moves to third. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon fires to third, and has Alvis trapped. The throw to the plate, and Alvis is out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Askew and he is out, Salmon applying the tag. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull, who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Salmon strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Wagner moves to third. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield is walked intentionally. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter pinch hits for Mike Ryan. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Tillman now catching. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 4 in the game. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing right field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Raleigh Sheldon. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield juggles the ball. That's an error on Whitfield. Petrocelli moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. Petrocelli moves to third. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to third. Conigliaro moves to second. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park and Boston.